instead of sheep. Try counting down years like the one fluttering from the burn pile of the 20th century in the winter after mother and dad died. Nothing frightening at first, just their 47 wedding portrait, miniatures in a glass case, under a dusty film, both grandfathers etched with your name, strangers, already looking frail. 99, the Hogwarts sandcastle, you should be asleep by now. 90, the garnet earrings, the wars, furnaces, and bombs, hanging like grapes, when you were trapped in French class, 77, counting down your life, watching the freeing of Auschwitz, 45, with prayer beads, skulls with eyes, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, 84, the summer night in the new car, 43, dad in uniform, with a new red wine stain, your parents grow childish and wispy, waiting for a morning ferry. But history runs strong. 68, the assassination of RFK and MLK. 28, speakeasies and chuckling Tommy guns. Each year has its feel. You're carried close like a pretty watch, just like mathematicians say, pinned to your grandmother's belt of prime numbers. Clouds whisper and uncurl, a purple fuzziness or sunrise glow, as she waves to a backward sailing ship. You've outrun a chuffing train, your own lived years, a river as glassy and black as obsidian. It doesn't hurt much to be carried through the trees, to a trail, back, tiny, like change in a purse, engraved by silvery images, by ashes swept aloft.